Bible reading number 173, taken from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18, but most of it is from 1 Kings 18, verses 45 and following. The power of prayer. If one of you is in trouble, he should pray. When a person is right with God, his prayer is very powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being with feelings just like ours. He prayed that it would not rain, and for 3.5 years it did not rain upon the earth. Again, Elijah prayed that it would rain. Then it rained, and things grew upon the earth again. The end of the big drought. After a short time, the sky became black with dark clouds, and the wind began to blow. Then a heavy rain began to fall. Immediately, Ahab got in his chariot and started back to Jezreel. Yahweh gave his power to Elijah. Elijah tightened his clothes around him. Then he ran ahead of King Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Elijah ran away to Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai. King Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done. Ahab told her how Elijah had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah. Jezebel said, "By this time tomorrow I will kill you. I will kill you just as you kill those prophets. If I don't succeed, may the gods punish me terribly." When Elijah heard this, he was afraid. So he and his servant ran away to save their lives. When they came to Beersheba in Judah, Elijah left his servant there. Then Elijah walked for a whole day into the desert. He went and sat down under a broom tree and asked God, "Let me die." Elijah prayed, "It's too much. Now, O Yahweh, take my life, because I am no better than my ancestors." Then Elijah lay down under the broom tree and slept. Suddenly an angel came to him there and touched him. The angel said to him, "Get up and eat." Near his head, look, Elijah saw a loaf of bread baked over coals and also a jar of water. So he ate and drank. Then he went back to sleep. Later, the angel of Yahweh came to him a second time. The angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat. If you don't, then the journey will be too hard for you." So Elijah got up and ate and drank. The food made him strong enough to walk for 40 days and 40 nights. He walked to Mount Sinai, the mountain of the one true God. God spoke to Elijah. There Elijah went into a cave and stayed all night. And behold, Yahweh spoke his word to him. "Elijah, why are you here?" Elijah answered, "O Yahweh, the God of the armies of heaven, I have always served you the best I could. But the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you. They have torn down your altars. They have killed your prophets with swords. I am the only true prophet left. And now they are trying to kill me too." Then Yahweh said to Elijah, "Go, stand in front of me on the mountain. Behold, I will pass by you." Then a very strong wind blew. It caused the mountains to break apart. It tore up large rocks in the presence of Yahweh. But Yahweh was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But Yahweh was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But Yahweh was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a quiet, gentle voice. When Elijah heard this, he covered his face with his coat. He went out and stood at the entrance to the cave. Then look, a voice said to him, "Elijah, why are you here?" Elijah answered, "O Yahweh, the God of the armies of heaven, I have always served you the best I could, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you. They have torn down your altars. They have killed your prophets with swords. I am the only true prophet left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Yahweh said to him, "Go back on the road that leads to the desert south of Damascus. Enter that city. There consecrate Hazael to make him king over Syria. Then pour oil on Jehu, the grandson of Nimshi, to make him king over Israel. Later pour oil on Elisha, the son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah. He will be a prophet in your place. Jehu will kill anyone who escapes from Hazael's sword, and Elisha will doom anyone who escapes from Jehu's sword. But I have reserved 7,000 people living in Israel. Those 7,000 have never bowed down in front of Baal. Their mouths have never kissed his idol.